friends, it's Andy and Hedy coming live from Orange County, California. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good.
Slightly under the weather. I think I've got the sniffles.
You were coughing a lot this morning.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little droopy.
You need to bring the mic a little closer to your mouth. We need to hear every amazing and beautiful word coming out of your mouth.
Even with my sniffles.
Yeah. Now, I sound like a smoker when I laugh. Hey, real quick, up here, you see this right here? CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. You need to go there and register for, right? That sounds so daunting.
Sign up for our newsletter.
You need to sign up. That is so much better.
Yes, and the people on our podcast can't see it, so.
Yeah, on the podcast, it's called CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. It is in the description of these shows that we've been doing. So all you need to do is go where it says, where the description is, wherever you're watching this or listening to this. And the link is in there. You just click on that. And then on the right-hand side or down below, you'll see a place to sign up. I almost said register again. Sign up. It sounds like you're registering for the Army.
Right. Just sign up for our newsletter.
Sign up for the newsletter. We have some great people, got some great things happening in the organization and partnerships and all kinds of stuff that are really going to help you, especially if you're a parent. And if you're a grandparent, it's a great place to go to help your son or daughter with their children that are having to go through not just public school. These things that we are addressing are also happening in private schools. So we need you to go there so you can help us spread the word. All right. So let me get rid of that banner really quick. And we're reading from Smith Wigglesworth devotional. And it's right here, the book. Just go ahead and get that book. And that way you can keep up with us as we go forward. And if there's any days you can't join us, you'll be able to stay up to date on what's happening. All right. For today, the title of the devotional for October 20th is Victorious in Battle. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That's one of my favorite parts of the Bible that I am determined to get a tattoo one of these days. I'm not sure how to, if I should write the words or just the James 1:2 or put a scroll really big across my chest and have it all written out.
I don't think it needs to be a giant scroll. I mean, you don't need to use 22 font.
Could it be Moses holding open the, I don't know if he was,
he
would have been, or no. He would have been doing that.
Maybe somebody would be like, maybe you should read your Bible,
bro.
How
about Pastor Jack? Pastor Jack holding the Bible to James. No? How about you?
No.
No? So I just move on? All right. Scripture reading is 1 Timothy 6. And we'll be getting to that in just a few seconds. Smith says in this devotional, let the Spirit cover you so that you may be intensely earnest about the deep things of God. You should be so aligned with the Spirit that your will, your mind, and your heart are centered in God so that he may lift you into the pavilion of splendor where you hear his voice. Excuse me. Lift you to the place where the breath of the Almighty can send you to pray and send you to preach, the Spirit of the Lord being upon you. I need to do more of the praying often. I got to do that more often. You are at God's banquet, a banquet at which you are never separated from him, and he multiplies spiritual blessings and fruit in your life. It is a banquet where you have to increase with all increasing, where God has for you riches beyond all things, not fleshly things, not carnal things, but spiritual manifestations, gifts, fruits of the Spirit, and beautiful beatitudes, the blessing of God always being upon you. Mm. Are you ready to enter into this glorious place where you no longer live for yourself? God will take over your life and send you out to win thousands of people to Christ so that they also may enter into eternal grace. No person is ever able to talk about victory over temptation unless he goes through it. All the victories are won in battles. Tens of thousands of people in Europe, America, and other parts of the world wear badges to show they have been in battle. And they rejoice in it. They would be ashamed to wear such badges if they had not been in battle. The battle is what gives them the right to wear the badge.
True.
It is those who have been tried to the utmost who can come out and tell you a story about it. It was only James and Peter and Paul, those who were in the front lines of the battle, who told us how we have to rejoice in our trials, because wonderful blessings will come out of them. It is in the trials that we are made. Thought for today, it is those who have been in the fight who can tell about the victories.
That's pretty cool. Huh?
It is.
So appropriate for our day and age.
I know. It is. It is. It's, again, as always, it's amazing that you can flop open the Bible and God will bring you to a page that is relevant to probably something you're going through or is going through in the world, that he has put you in a place where now, how are you going to help with what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely.
And change the world a little bit. I'm distracted by the thought that this part where he says they would be ashamed to wear such badges if they had not been in battle. And I think about stolen valor, right?
Yeah.
People that walk around and pretend. And we've seen that with famous preachers that they're found out and they not die a horrible death in the real sense, but just their ministry.
Yeah.
Because they try to claim all these things. And so we got to be careful of following false gods. We talk about that a lot.
We should definitely be worried about false gods.
Yeah, but I mean, these people
are false teachers too.
False teachers. That's what I mean. False teachers. My brain is just like, because I'm thinking about what I like about, there's a guy that we sit to often and we've brought him up several times, Jack, who sits next to us. And he is one of those guys that has a badge that of his past, of his testimony is a strong one. He's been through battles. I mean, he, Glenn, yes. I would say even myself in some cases, you for sure, that these battles that we've been through, that our testimonies have been allowing us to speak to people.
Absolutely.
And we're so thankful for that. And we give that to God. It has to be God, because now coming to my situation that I would, it's something that's so crazy that just maybe 10 years ago, maybe even less, 5 years ago, that I would be so not willing to show that badge. Mm. But now it's a badge of honor. My losses and my self-destruction, was something that I hid,
mm-hmm.
and even probably tried to hide from myself.
Mm.
I don't even want to.
I love that.
And it's like, oh, I don't want. No, wait, no, I don't. I can't get. I keep trying to throw the badge away, and it keeps coming back to me. It keeps coming back in my chest. Like, no, at least put it on the back so people can't see it. But now it's now you turn that around to today, Jack, Glenn, you, me. That badge is something that we're not necessarily proud of, maybe, but it's definitely a badge that we can.
Badge are you referring to? You want to define it?
Of my past.
Overcoming, being an overcomer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bad decisions that were made, the whatever.
But not just being an overcomer, but an overcomer in Christ, yeah. Right? Okay.
How about you? What do you get from this devotional? What stands out?
Yes. Okay. So being victorious in battle, definitely. That's funny. I'm sorry. I got distracted. Jessica said, I love your hair. Thank you, sis. Hi, Jessica. Oh my God.
Nice to see you.
So it's definitely about a victory in battle, but there's also something to be said about the tenacity of sticking it out, mm-hmm. and count it all joy. I feel like there are seasons in our life where we're just, things don't go right. And you try to, you're holding on to the promises of God. And when you get out of the valley and you get into open land and you see God's promises, then you can look back and say, oh, wow, I understand what that was all about now.
Yeah.
And that's what he's saying about the apostles, is they have these badges that'll be like, listen, there is glory and blessing on the other side of this. You may not see it now, but I'm promising you that there is. And we have those same experiences in our everyday life, in just from 1 year to the next, where we could look back and say, oh, wow, that was a really tough season, and be able to share with somebody who may be going through a similar season, I promise you, you're going to get out of this.
Because look,
yes.
Look at my story.
Right. And God is faithful, and God is good, and his promises are true. And yes.
What about, and I hope this is still on task, because I want to also talk about Paul writing to Timothy on this thing, because I have questions about that. But what about the bodies that we left in our path? You know, what do we do about that? I mean, it's terrible. And not necessarily speaking about us. I'm sure that there are some bodies that in our path of the past, but you know, let's use Glenn as an example, right? Just some of the things, you know, although God had using his testimony, I don't know. What about the people that were affected by the...
Well, I mean, that's why there's no shame when you come to the cross. Everybody's got bodies. Mm. I think anybody who says they've never hurt anybody in their life is a liar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think there are consequences to all of our actions. And the most important thing about the gift of salvation is you're forgiven. Because if you can't walk forward in forgiveness, it makes it very difficult to traverse the journey as a soldier of Christ. If you're constantly carrying the load of your past with you, you know, you seek forgiveness and repentance at the foot of the cross. You turn away from your evil deeds and you walk towards fruit of the Spirit. If you're constantly looking back, then you'll never reach, I think, the purpose and the glory that the Lord has. The calling he has on your life.
Right. Wow. Mary Lee says, please never stop fighting the good fight. We need every person like you two to never give up. Yes.
Yes.
You don't know how great that line is.
Well, so Jessica says too, tenacity. I've been looking for a word that explains last season. There you go.
For sure. In this season, we still have a season going on, especially those of us that are parents. We are going through a season right now. Jessica says, Jesus was and is the only one who has no skeletons.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
For sure. Yeah,
that's for
the
sure.
Question is just, I mean, for the rest of us, how many skeletons? Do they still have heads on them?
Right. Oh my gosh. I'm just another thing. And I know I want to get to Paul and Timothy here, but, I know Jesus, like I've never known him before, and feel his love more than I've ever felt it before.
Amen.
And, because of his forgiveness, because he's put me in this place that I am right now, is I just thinking about, you know, all the stuff we've been talking about at this point, and I'm thinking just of examples of how I know for all of you. Because I know that people say, well, how do you know? I mean, you could just be feeling that at least now you're not as bad as you were, and that's good, right? How do you know that it's of Jesus, of God, and
because you know it's not of you.
I know that, but also he just has changed my life in so many ways. I was writing some stuff down. I was journaling the other day, and I was just thanking God for putting you in my life and the timing of it all and all the stuff we're going through now and all this kind of stuff, but just thinking, okay, how do I know? How do I know it's from God? Again, back to my point. And that is for 5 years, 6 years, I was struggling with this cancer that it wasn't a fast growing cancer. It was a prostate cancer. It was a cancer that was just like there and weighing so heavy. And I was so scared. I was scared to do one thing or another, right? I'm scared of that.
Prospects were not.
I was scared to die of the cancer, but I was also scared of the treatment of the cancer.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, where do I go? Like, I don't want to walk around with a bag hanging from my stomach for the rest of my life, right? That I have to empty and it comes undone and spills all over the place. Those are the things that are going on in my head.
Yeah.
And then miraculously, God puts you in my life, which leads me to a treatment, which allow me to have the treatment. And today I can report that yesterday I found out that I'm cancer free.
Woohoo! Yes.
And so that's how I know. I mean, that's an example. Like, none of that would have happened. I would still be struggling today with that decision because I couldn't get off the pot.
Neither option was good. I gotta admit.
Do you know? Do you feel me?
I feel you. How in the world would I have ended up in your Belinda if it wasn't for Jesus?
I don't know. I don't know.
So I hear you.
So, I mean, that's it. Just one example. There's many. I can bring up many different things.
Yes.
And so to answer the other question is, how do you know? I know. I can tell you.
Yes.
I could tell you 1,000% that none of this would be possible without him.
Yes.
Right. All right. Anything else on the devotional other than I just want to talk about Paul and Timothy.
Oh, sure.
And what we were studying just a little bit. And in this book of Timothy, what we're finding out is that Paul was on his last days.
Yes.
Writing epistles.
Yes.
To Timothy for him to carry on what Paul had started.
Yeah, basically.
Do you think there was any worry? And I'm sure there's something written about this. And I'm just wondering your opinion. Do you think Paul was worried that all the work they did done and that would somehow fizzle away, that the faith, the Christian faith? Do you think there was that much weight on his shoulders at that time that, gosh, if I go, is it?
Well, you know what's interesting to me is that, okay, so the Bible is God's infallible word. Mm-hmm. So the apostles did not write anything that isn't spirit led. Mm-hmm. So basically the spirit speaking towards them. So there's speaking through them. So there's a certain amount of biographically relevant information about right. Paul and Peter and in this case, Timothy, but we always got to remember at the end of the day, it's God that's telling the story.
Right.
So what living example, what timeless example did God want to give us that he inspires Paul to write letters that are entitled 1st and 2nd Timothy? That's the way I always think of scripture is that I take it out of the context of that person and say, why did God want that person to do this? And so for me, the timeless example is a master and a student. And all of the examples that he gives in Timothy, he talks about the false teachers in Timothy. Basically, it's kind of like what God would say to each of us as we embark on the journey of faithfulness to the Lord.
Right.
So it's as if Paul's writing that to us.
Now that you're mentioning that, I'm also remembering that, you know, he's under guard in this prison. He was under guard of the Romans.
Right.
Who didn't have to let Timothy come in.
Right.
Timothy came in and
you know, and Paul. I don't know if that's true.
Oh.
I don't know if that part. I don't know.
We're going off movies now.
Yes. I don't know. That we have to look up. We didn't look up that. I don't know if that was an embellishment for the film or he was allowed to, Timothy was allowed to visit.
Anybody knows it. The truth? Go and write it in the comments. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always forget.
That was a great graphic.
We watch some of these movies and we think, well, that's, you know, that's what happened.
Right.
That's what they look like.
Yeah.
They look like famous actors. All right. But either way, I mean, somehow these epistles got out.
Yes.
If he wasn't there, he was able to sneak them out and all of, you know, so miraculous things had to happen for this to continue, for this book to be written.
Yes.
All right. You want to go ahead and read 1 Timothy 6?
Okay. It's long, folks, but I think it's kind of, it's God's word, so it's good. But it is, it's directly relevant, I think, to our time and what we're going through in the country right now. Let as many bondservants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine not be blasphemed. So he's basically telling someone about working for somebody else, for an employer. And those who have believing masters, so they are Christ followers, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them because they are who benefited our believers and the beloved. Teach and exhort these things. So it's not only Paul teaching Timothy, but it's telling Timothy to go forward and teach these things as well. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knows nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which comes envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men and corrupt minds, and the destitute of the youth who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. So that was a lot of words. But he's basically saying what kinds of things and what kinds of words we should be engaged in. And anybody who doesn't engage these kind of words, separate yourself from those people. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we will carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, we shall with these be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Fight the good fight. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, which no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Command those who are rich in the present age not to be haughty, not to trust in the uncertain riches, but to the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good. Let them be rich in good work, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, by professing it to some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. I wanted to point out that here in the end, as he does in the beginning of this chapter, he's constantly telling Timothy, and how relevant is that today? Avoid sitting around with other people, believers or not, and talking nonsense. Like, basically, don't argue, don't babble, don't contradict junk knowledge, and don't engage in idle, dumb conversations. And whether it's profanity or it's babbling, just don't do it. It's just that, you know, don't waste your time. And the other night, Pastor Mark Driscoll, who is talking about James, is also giving the same message. And the other night I was listening to Craig Rochelle, who's also giving the same message, which is like, people, cut the noise out, because there's so much nonsense and profanity and junk that's going around right now that we need to just block it out. And here it is in 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words and to the and even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, then he goes on. He is proud. He knows nothing. He's obsessed with disputes and arguments. Comes envy, strife, suspicion. Basically goes on to say, if you don't want to stick with the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is what you're doing. And I just think that that's it's just a profoundly important message today.
No kidding. There's a lot of shenanigans going on. Right?
Yes.
Oh, I lost in those words. Where is this in? So you have something like the California Parent Alliance .org that is a non-religious group.
Yes, right.
I was going to say non-denominational, but it's
non-religious, no. Right.
As Christians, as being a part of this group, we want to have an impact on the group and an impact on the people that we're serving. And in any other situation, other organizations, the Republican Party, not necessarily Christian conservatives, but the Republican, when we are speaking as a representative of the Republican Party, a party, CPA, and other ones, where do we draw the line in making it a religious statement as opposed to a statement for the good of the country? Or can you? as a Christian? And I think that would go both ways, even with Pastor Jack or any other pastor who wants to promote the country and be patriotic. Is there a line, or do we just talk like we were talking to a bunch of believers?
Well, it depends. So I think we have the example of not just Mike Pence, but Pompeo, Secretary Pompeo. Yes. Who gave the example of, he says that when he introduces himself, he refers to himself as an evangelical Christian. Hmm. So even though he was representing the entire nation, there was no contradiction with him being a believer and representing people of all faiths in this nation. Right. Yeah. So same with, and I think we should give some people context just in case they don't know, like our whole theme for me and Andy in the Living Fearless, not only in the devotional space, but just everything we plan to do under that theme is standing up for the values that we believe in. And that means for our country, for our schools, for our children, for our families. And it's impacting culture and society in the way in which we hope makes the Lord happy, so that he looks down and says, this is my child with whom I am well pleased. Right. That's our ultimate goal. And I think what Paul's saying to Timothy here applies no matter what context. So even as a representative of a political party or of a nonprofit organization that represents kids, we should still not fight over worthless things. We should not engage in profanity. Mm-hmm. We should do everything with kindness, gentleness, and love. So all of those qualities, I think they're timeless and they're rules of general applicability. They apply no matter what situation we're in.
Right.
Now, we may use more Christianese when there's only Christians in the audience, right? Certain hallelujah, praise God. You know, we may say things in a slightly different way.
Right.
But I think all of the basic principles apply no matter who or what we're talking about.
Now, that's a good example because you speak Farsi.
Yes.
With your parents sometimes.
Yes.
And when I'm around, you speak English.
Yes.
And when I'm 10 feet away, you go to Farsi.
Do I? Or my mom does.
And you go back to English. Oh, yeah, your mom will stand there and start Farsi to me. And I go, absolutely. If her head's going up and down, my head goes up and down. She goes like this, my head goes like that. So whatever, I just agree.
Right?
But that's important because we can do that. Sure. I mean, obviously, it can be done because you do it all the time. So that's important. I love the example of Mike Pompeo. Of what he said, he can go into a Muslim, you know, country
yeah.
and say, I'm Christian,
yes.
but here's what we need to do.
Absolutely.
And you need to listen to me or else we're going to bomb the heck out of you.
No, and he'd explained to people, and I've always told people this, that Muslims have a respect for people who respect themselves and respect what they worship. So his explanation that he would say is that my upholding of foundational biblical principles is to make sure there's no compulsion in religion. Unlike Islam that does have compulsion, we have no compulsion in Christianity, that the Lord calls who he calls. Our job is to witness, but we do not forcefully bring anybody to Christianity. Nobody dies by the sword to accept Christ. So we believe in religious freedom. We believe that the people who are called will be called. And everybody has the opportunity to live freely and to practice whatever they believe in.
Right.
And there's nothing contradictory in being a Christian and believing those principles.
Awesome. I feel like teachers are going through that right now. And the reason I'm thinking about that, and I was just trying to find the email, but a teacher from, I'm not going to say what school, but like happens to be one of my kids' teachers. And there's a lot. So I'm not giving
that doesn't narrow it down. No.
5 kids, 3 schools. So you figure out which teacher emailed me and saw not only me speak at the last school board meeting, but saw that I was broadcasting it. And then a large number of people. But one of the statements she said is that she was so happy to see what we were doing because up until then she felt alone.
Aww.
And now she doesn't feel alone.
That's so sweet.
And I think that her tenacity and not giving in is an example of this and what we're talking about. That it's, and also what I said, you know, on the podium was that look around you. I mean, so many people probably thought the same thing until that school board meeting.
Yep.
That they were, unfortunately, we've been silent. We've been in the shadows because we've been a little bit concerned about our jobs.
Right? Distracted.
You have firemen and policemen that, you know, are just, they've either been forced to get something that they didn't want to get, or they've said, you know, we're not going to do it.
Right.
And now you're starting to see these numbers come up where it's a much bigger number than we believe. And so a little bit of the tenacity gets paid off. Thank you for doing that. You get rewarded.
Amen.
In some ways, and showing that you're not alone. And that's why I think also I was thinking about Paul, like at that point in prison, he's been in a ship now for how many, I forget what it was. Like it was like a month and a half or 2 months that he was in the ship, and he was in the gallows, and he had to tell the captain and all the Romans, like, hey, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do this. You need to do this. And they're going, who are you? You're a prisoner. And they see what he was saying was true. They go, okay, what do we do next? Like, go down and ask Paul what we need to do, because we're going to die in the storm. Right. But here he is all alone. And that's why I was kind of wondering at this point of being secluded in the belly of a ship for months and then being in prison at this point, I just was wondering, you know, what
count
he was doing
it all
in
joy,
his flesh.
My friend.
Yeah. but it's so amazing. Like, he's like, I feel like I'm alone in all this. Like, is there anybody that's going to carry on this torch?
Yeah.
Is there anybody that's going to push through and not give in to the tyrants of what was happening at that time? And so, again, it really is current information and important for us to remember. Oh, Paul's such a great story, that Paul. I mean, Jesus is great, right? Jesus, it was amazing. But now he was perfect.
Yes.
Like, he was God.
God.
In flesh.
The God-man.
So, yeah, so you'd expect that from him. He was God. But you have this Paul in his flesh just getting imprisoned and tortured and just an amazing man. Never gave in. Never gave in. Always continued to fight. Tenacity.
Tenacity.
Such a great word. Really appreciate that. Anything, we watched, let's see what else was going on. We watched Jack's message from the other day. He's in Hebrews.
Yes, Hebrews 2:4.
Pastor Jack.
The gifts of the Spirit. So good.
Yeah. Really good message last night.
Yes.
It feels like it was a very similar thing.
He's been doing the same thing for 3 weeks now.
No, very, yeah, similar. I don't know. We keep getting hearing words that we need to in messages that seem to be exactly where we are as a couple.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes. It's just God's radio station.
It makes us laugh out loud. Like, you hear the guy, who was the other guy that we were listening to?
Craig Rochelle.
Craig Rochelle. He's like saying, I go, oh, you in our bedroom. Pastor, what are you doing in our bedroom?
I think that everybody in the kingdom is going through similar things, because if you think about it, if one God sends his son, leaves the Holy Spirit, it's the same Holy Spirit in all of us. Mm-hmm. It's one Holy Spirit that departs, that leaves gifts with us. It's one Holy Spirit that's speaking. So then it shouldn't be surprising that the entire church can feel certain things reverberating through the earth at the same time. Mm. Right?
Yep.
We're all going to hear, God willing, the blow of the trumpet. We're all going to be raptured at the same time. We're all going to come back and rule and reign with Christ. Well, you know what I mean?
Yep.
All of us are considered one body. So the messages reaffirming one another just reminds us that we're not only one body, but there's one God and one Spirit that's talking to all of us. It's comforting. It's reassuring that it's one station.
Yeah, you know, I'm remembering now Jack talking about when he came to Christ in the revival of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the thing to do.
Right, the Jesus Revolution.
And it was fun for them.
It was fun.
And exciting. And the music was just developing. And the pastors in their flip-flops with jeans, just so you know.
And Hawaiian shirts.
Hawaiian shirts and long hair and beards and whatever else they were, and they smelled probably. And just like, there was just so much joy and fun.
Yep.
There was a lot of stuff going on in the world at the time. Nixon was, you know, in charge. There was Vietnam and a whole bunch of other stuff that was just ending. And, you know, there was all kinds of shenanigans going on, but the revival was of one of hope and love, and it was building. This one, as he points out, is different. It's a revival because Jesus is coming, like,
yes,
by lunch today. And it's of despair and lies and false teachers and all these things.
Pandemics.
So it's like, this is based off of maybe just a different point in our time, where it's also a revival, but it's for different reasons than maybe in the 70s. And again, just back to your point, is that they were all speaking the same language then, and we're all speaking the same language now. Two different languages, or two different messages, I guess. And it's for this time that the Bible fits it, this too, and probably more so.
Yes.
All right. Wow. So much goodness out of today. Who knew when we got started? I wasn't really not sure about everything, but so much good came out of reading the devotional with you guys. And as we do, we pray before we even get started now, which has made a huge difference, asking for God to give us words and give us things to talk
about. Amen.
And he always pulls through. Always.
So what a surprise. Not a surprise. That was a joke.
All right. Anything else? Because we have to go through our commercials.
Nope. You have more than one commercial?
Well, I just want to remind people, hey, we're on all kinds of different platforms right now. Right now, currently, we still are on Facebook. We're still on YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch, but we're also on Rumble. So go to Rumble. Just type in Living Fearless Devotional in Rumble, and you should find it. And we are live there right now. So if you lose us and don't see us for longer than a couple of days, because a couple of days sometimes just means that we're busy and we haven't had a chance to go on live. But if you lose us for a long period of time, just make sure you're subscribed on all the platforms. So subscribe on the Facebook channel you're watching, on YouTube.
You can find it all also of them
by going to, because you never know which one you're going to be pulled off. I've been suspended on Facebook for 30 days, but not on YouTube for the same message.
Yeah.
And then I'll get suspended on YouTube, which I have been, and then not on Facebook. So make sure and go to different platforms. That way you're always there. Hey, Clint, nice to see you. You two are awesome. Why did you not read that out loud? It's three. It's you three are awesome. We're like, we're three braided rope.
Yeah, God knows what rope unravels without Jesus.
And one more place that you need to go, which we haven't been updated lately. So I apologize if you've been going to this app or any place where our podcast is with support right now, trying to get them uploaded. So we'll be updated soon. But either way,
this podcast is part of the Edify.
Edify's not being updated?
None of them are, because it goes through
Captivate.
Captivate. If Captivate doesn't get updated, none of them get updated. So there's a little glitch. I'm not sure if it's on Captivate side or if it's on them. Because I've done everything. Last night I worked, I clicked on everything, I removed things, I redid everything, and still not updating.
So who, if it's not Captivate, who is it?
Then it could be Facebook, because it comes directly from Facebook into Captivate. It's complicated, just so you know. It goes through.
Sorry, folks. Technical details.
When we do a live broadcast, it has to extract the audio, and then that file goes through a series of events in order to update the podcast. So just understand, somewhere in there's a glitch, and we don't know where it is yet. The support people are stumped so far. So they're trying to fix it. Either way, you still want to go to Edify. And Edify is an app that you're going to get on your phone. You can also listen to on a computer or an iPad, obviously. But here is how you get the Edify app.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcast today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app. edifi.app.
they're looking into it. So hopefully we'll have a solution today.
Cool.
All right, get that app. It's a Christian podcast app where you'll not only find us. So while you're waiting for us to get uploaded, listen to some of the other people. But as soon as we're back, you got to start listening to us again. All right, my friends, we love you guys so much and appreciate your the time you spend with us. It's so important to have family and to do church together.
Yes, and my new article comes out tomorrow for the Christian Post, and I think it's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
My editor liked it.
You feel pretty good about it.
I am.
What's interesting is your editor is also like needs to read this article.
Yes.
I'm not sure how many times that's happened.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. All right, my friends. We love you guys.
God bless.
Day.
Bye.
We love you.